Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the show. I'm your host, Endgamer. We got a little bit of a mix-up this week because I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Sir Chris.
Thank you for the not-so-kind introduction. Last week, you thought I had been bested, NG, but you were wrong. After my quote-unquote Chamber for the Fall defeat, I rise up from the ashes, akin to the mighty Phoenix, reborn and prepared to lay the smack down on my longtime friend, and now twice vanquished foe, Yoblazer. Under these very specific circumstances, it is always a pleasure.
And joining us again, as always, however, due to the result of the bet, he has been temporarily demoted to guest. Say hello to Mr. Yoblazer.
Hey.
Perfect, I love it.
Not quite always a pleasure this week, apparently. And the regular guest who we had planned before Draven went insane on us is the man many know as the King of the Picksmiths.
Oh, thank you.
He's got my vote for, so far this year, the Board 8 MVP of this contest. That is, of course, Zen.
I'm really excited to be here, of course. A minor heart attack when I saw you had messaged me inviting me to be on the show. And I was really excited, and, you know, it was great. And I showed up here to the show headquarters, and someone hit me on the back of the head, and I woke up after a few hours, and now I'm chained to the wall. And, you know, I'm not sure if you do this with all your guests, chaining them to the wall. And that's okay with me. Yo, Blaze, you're the other guest. Are you chained to the wall right now?
I'm always chained to the damn wall.
Oh, that's great. So I'm very comfortable. Thank you for these arrangements. Let's talk about some matches. This is great.
We get bread and water at the end of every show. So just hang in there.
Oh, that's even better.
If you think that people volunteer to spend 2 hours talking about fictional characters' popularity, relatively. Fred, you got another thing coming. So, yes, as we mentioned, Draven really pulled off a miracle, something we have never seen before on our last episode, episode 4. Within literally 10 minutes of when we stopped the show, all of a sudden he started a comeback. He was down in the low 20s. Ended up getting all the way to 40%, just unheard of. We have never seen this before in the contest, and that, of course, swung the bet around the other way. Chris had conceded defeat. However, he ended up being the victor, and that means that Yo Blazer has a bet to pay off. Yo, take it away.
You know, I'm not upset about doing this because I lost. Because over the past 10 years, I've lost plenty of times before. And ain't no shame in it. I'm not upset about doing this because I was humiliated. Because over the past 10 years, I've humiliated myself plenty of times. It's true. And at this point, ain't no shame in it. I'm upset about doing this because the circumstances of my loss, of my embarrassment, were so humiliating, so ridiculously, perfectly timed and hilarious, that now, there is absolutely nothing, not a thing that I can say that'll live up to whatever expectations people might have for this rant. That's why I'm mad. I mean, do we all realize what actually happened last week?
No.
Chris, my erstwhile colleague, was so gracious to me in what we thought was defeat. And to repay him, I chided him. I ruffled his feathers. I trolled and trolled and trolled. It was good times. I ended the episode, after his own heartfelt words of kindness, with a mean-spirited joke at his expense. And right at that moment, seriously, check the damn update times. Right when we stopped recording, Draven made the comeback to end all freaking comebacks. I had angered the contest gods. Had a week to think about it, to process what transpired. What can I say? When I try to digest things like rallies, not on Battle.net or Nintendo fan forums, but on Reddit and Twitch TV? Things that we have never seen before. All I can say is, contests have changed. contests have changed. 10 years in and 10 years out, contests have changed. What were once wars of passion and bloodlust between Nintendo and Square's vanguards have turned into an endless series of proxy battles. ID tag voters wear artificial ID tagged allegiances and cast artificial ID tagged votes to line the pockets of businessmen at CBS Interactive. Contests have changed. When Final Fantasy VII is no longer our strongest, and Tanner is no longer our weakest, contests have changed. When the Guru contest gets almost as many nominations as the actual damn contest, contests have changed. When we beg like broken men for a mere fraction of the daily votals we used to command, contests have changed. These contests may have changed, but I, their oldest, most beaten, most tired, most pathetic follower, have not. Year after year, the same tired routine. I make the same tired predictions, submit the same tired match pictures, echo the same tired podcast rants. Some people, they think my status as the five-time top 50 contest finisher makes me a hero. It is nothing. I, an insignificant speck of dust devoured by a hot wind, am nothing. Yet I linger here still, not because of my pride. I have none remaining. Not for my ambition. It has been eroded by my own failures. Not for my passion. I have beaten it out of myself. I, as lifeless and soulless as I am, linger because of one man who I can still call my leader. One man with vision. One man so versatile, he changed his very username to Acrobatic. Wait, what? Acromatic? What does that even mean? A lesser man like myself can never know. The one man who turned Dr. Doom into a Pokemon trainer. The one man who convinced dozens and dozens of people to play his favorite game, Passion, baby! The one man who rallied into this year's contest a silent protagonist even better than Link! Gah! The one man who has dominated User of the Year. The only man voted User of the Decade. He is the only man I can truly call my leader, my captain, my king. Chris! This battlefield is your canvas. Inspire us with your art. And I hope that was worth it, goddammit.
That, I just got serenaded.
Hooray!
By Snake. That is awesome.
That was incredible. I'm glad that I'm on the show for this episode specifically. This was just the best.
Yeah, voice status is gone. So.
No, that was worth it. You don't, like... Yeah. You're not going to top that. You might as well just be quiet the rest of the time and just hit the beating I'm going to give you. So
that's what I'm planning.
being serious for me, that was great. That was really good.
Hey, thanks.
When the music hit, I thought I was going to bite my tongue clean off. So when Endgamer started laughing, I almost made me die. So that music just slowly came in. It's like, oh, no.
I needed two desktop monitors, a laptop, and two sets of mice to get all that together. Because only my laptop has, like, speaker volume. So I had to like, press so everything much at the same time. Yeah.
Blaze, you are my favorite.
All right.
All right. Well,
let's get started.
That payoff was definitely worth the wait. very well done. As for the match itself, as I mentioned, we had never seen anything like this before. Now, part of that is granted, as Yo mentioned, because vote totals are down, it's much easier than it would have been in 2007 to post a big rally and get a win. But even so, just looking at the Raw total votes, Draven was down by nearly 2,600 votes at his lowest point. And what we've generally said in the past, historically, is once you get to 2,000 votes, you're safe. Very, extremely rare that any comeback actually succeeds from that. But the crazy thing is, even though Draven took the lead fairly early in this match, he continued to pile on the votes and ended up winning by over 5,000 votes, or over 5,000 vote swing from his lowest point to his highest. So he could have made a comeback much bigger than this. Just amazing. It seems as though Reddit was highly involved, Twitch TV was highly involved, and LOL Status' number one game on the internet certainly paid off in this match. Chris, as co-host, you get first dibs. What thoughts you have on this amazing...
Welcome to the League of Draven, everyone. Well, the axes are sharp and the jats are dead. Well, I would just like to say that, honestly, the thing that struck me, aside from Yo Blazer's battered corpse over there, is that Europe really showed up for Draven.
Yep.
Like, Europe did not fuck around here. Like, most countries had, like, 50-60% for Draven in a three-way. Like, I know there was some rallying going on, but I think there was more to it than that. Like, there was, like, a clear divide between the U.S., where I think Jack ended up winning, and Europe, which just, like, it was just one country. It was just dominance of an entire continent. And while I think, obviously, there was definitely a rally element, I think this match would have ended up being closer than we would have expected, even if there was no rally. Just because I think there was some actual trends in there beyond Draven just destroying Jack from the rally.
Yeah, Europe was a big help, and that was kind of proved by the timing that you saw on the comeback. I think it started out as just a natural comeback, just the change of North America's finally fallen asleep, Europe's waking up, this is one of their bigger voting times, and coming in and helping. So, I wouldn't rule out second place as having been possible without a rally, but when you see that this match got nearly 10,000 votes more than night matches have been getting, it's clear that there were some outside forces bringing in the vote, and like I said, made a huge difference. Zen, did you stay up late enough to watch this happen live?
I was at Pacific Rim at a midnight showing when this happened, and I was really, really happy because Pacific Rim was just great. And I was having the greatest night with my friends, and as soon as the movie was over, I flipped open my phone, and I checked, and I saw Draven was losing, and I had a little chuckle to myself. And as I was walking to the car, it was the best night ever. Then I got home, I took a shower, and I sat down in my pajamas, and I checked again, and oh, what the fuck? Draven doing? Oh wait, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to curse. But seriously, that was my reaction. What the hell was that? What? And then it ruined my night. Pacific Rim was ruined. So Draven's.
I'm happy.
But I really should have seen this coming. When I went to PAX East, the League of Legends booth was so crowded that they had to turn people away. Like Microsoft booth, the Sony booth, that combined was not enough for the League of Legends booth. It was overflowing. When I was there, I was picking up souvenirs for my friends who play it, because I would never ever play it. I was wading through the crowd, and there were just people just surrounding the developer, shooting them questions, and just like, they love it so much. And while I was there, someone proposed on stage. Like, this big fat guy proposed to this big fat chick. And she was like, yes, and then awkwardly on stage, and it was terrifying. And it was yeah. Like, I should have known then Draven would win. I should have known.
You got the fat vote.
Yeah, he does.
Well, yeah. Yo, what was your take? The League of Legends guys might have won, but you were going to challenge them to who can do more chin-ups?
Oh, yeah. You know, I wasn't joking around when I said right after we got done recording last week was when Draven started mounting the huge comeback. So after we were done recording the episode, like, the three of us, we just, you know, we stuck around and we were just chatting for a while as Draven was doing this. And at first it was just like, oh, yeah, he's making some good cuts. You know, he'll look pretty respectable. But after, like, half an hour. You know, I just started running the numbers, and I was like to Chris, man, he's going to do it. And we continued talking a little bit, and Chris was like getting more and more elated, and I was getting more and more methodically downtrodden.
It's true. I can testify to that.
Yeah, and it was like by the time, you know, we left and I went to bed, I knew I was going to lose, and I knew that we were going to upload the episode anyway. And I knew I was going to look so bad. Just so bad.
And you really did.
Yeah, it was so much fun, though. And even though I got creamed, it kind of – what I really love about the match is that it kind of proved everybody right. Because I think the people who thought Jack was going to win, they weren't counting on the Draven rally. You know, they were like, you know, it's not going to – you know, League of Legends is not going to get rallied. Oh, yeah. Game facts, nobody really cares about it anymore.
Hey, yo, Blazer, can I chat real quick and just say that's not how being right works. Only I'm right. You were wrong.
No, I wasn't – here. I totally admit to getting owned. But –
just say that one more time. Yeah. It makes me feel so good every time you do it.
If there had been no rally, I'd be, you know, Jack would have won. But there was a rally. The people who were counting on Draven winning, they were counting on a rally. They got it. And, you know, he not only won, you know, he won to such an extent that, you know, the only thing I'm worried about now, because, I mean, the match itself was fun. I mean, I got owned. I, you know, did a little song and dance. And it was good times, but the only thing I'm worried about now is that if he gets something similar, like he might win next round too.
Yep. And
I mean, you can't tell me after managing a comeback, the likes of which we've never seen in 11 years, you know, a comeback so crazy. It started in the middle of the night. It's not like it started right during match time or it started during the daylight hours. It started when everyone was asleep. And that's the kind of power League of Legends can manage when everyone's asleep, you know? And so if it can manage that, don't tell me that, you know, Draven suddenly it's impossible for him to manage a rallied win over Ryu and Mega Man X. It's possible.
But, you know, I think it's possible, but I think that Draven being against Jack and Chie, like, they're not really as important as Ryu and X. Because, like, when you think about it, like, when I looked at those rallies, I went to the rallies on Reddit, and a lot of them said, man, screw Draven, I'm voting for Jack, I'm voting for Chie. But, like, if they're against, like, Ryu and Mega Man, like, those are big names. Like, the rallies may backfire slightly.
Yeah, what we've seen in the past is people going to different sites and trying to rally against, for instance, Mario, and then most of the posts in the rally actually say, oh, yeah, Mario, you know, that's my childhood. And they end up voting for that, even though they're on a fan site of whatever different character. And these two guys are so iconic that absolutely you think that could happen. Just one more quick note on the match. It was the most upsetting match of the season, not just for YoBlazer, but for the site as a whole. Only 39% expected the Draven win. Good work by Board 8, though, in not listening to us. Because
newsflash, we suck.
64% of the gurus were correct. They stuck with Draven, and they got the win there. So,
I didn't reference exactly what you were talking about. By the end of our little chat when Draven was mounting his comeback, I had become such a battered and broken man that I was like challenging the League of Legends fan base to pull-ups. I was like, fine, get their guy to win. I could do more pull-ups anyway. Can League of Legends guys crank out 20 pull-ups? I don't think so. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, a little bit of vengeance. So, yeah. Great. But heading into next round, okay, it's going to be a night match. So that works in Draven's favor. And what he's going up against is Ryu, who did pretty well for himself. Not great. 56% of the vote against Yuri and Face McShooty, which, quick tangent, wow.
Thanks, guys. I took Face McShooty.
Oh, man.
Luckily.
The match was up before we uploaded. Don't blame us.
Yeah. Luckily, we got saved a little bit there because the match had started before anyone heard. And we ruined anyone's expert pick there.
Even I didn't put it in my expert. I'm the one that said to do it.
So. Yeah, I didn't actually have it in my expert.
I was waffling, and then I ended up going with Yuri, so I did end up winning in the expert. But
what? You did? Yes, we did. Damn it, NG. Both I lost everything.
Both of us.
Not YoBlazer's week, everyone.
But anyways, not great competition, 56%, not overwhelming, but Mega Man X looked really good, I thought.
Yeah.
65% of the vote, nearly in that Link range, and he was going up against a first-generation Pokemon. It was Jigglypuff, who's of course, probably toward the lower end of that tier, but even so, and Welkin, between those two, I don't think anyone's going to make a case for Ryu to win overall. So let's focus on Mega Man X going up against Draven. Now, he got nearly 10,000 rallied votes, but the weird thing about that is the rally was only going on strong for about 6 hours. If he gets the full 12 hours, Chris, do you think it's possible that he knocks off two legends of gaming and advances to the third round?
Well, this is a little bit awkward that you said what you said, because I actually have Ryu winning that match.
Oh, no.
Really?
So,
it was a fine pick earlier, but yeah.
Well, says the guy that told people to pick Jack. Just saying. I mean.
Hey.
Just saying, but no, here's the thing. With Draven, obviously, if he gets a rally, he has the potential to beat everyone until Link puts 80% on him somehow. But, you don't mess with the law. But, you know, he's an unknown quantity. I get that. But he was against fodder. He only, like, with all of that amazing things he did, in terms of percentage and in terms of raw votes, he beat Jack by 3,000 votes. Is anyone really celebrating that in terms of contest strength? He beat Jack by 3,000 votes. That's not going to be good enough against, you know, Epps and Ryu next round. Now, the thing about Ryu versus Mega Man is I look at Mega Man's opponents, and I think the hero could have maybe won that match. Or at least placed second over Welkin. Like, he would have tripled Welkin, probably. Like, those were two very weak characters. And when you have a character like Welkin, who's very weak, the votes have to go somewhere. And, you know, we've never seen Jigglypuff before, so, like, what value are we assigning that Pokemon? Like, is it, like, good that, you know, Etz, you know, did to her what he did? I mean, he put 63% Pokemon Trainer Red, and no one thinks Pokemon Trainer Red strong, and so he just beat Jigglypuff down worse. I mean, if there was really a installed base for Jigglypuff, she probably would have gotten around, you know, in 2010 when every other Pokemon got in. Instead, she was bounced in the vote-ins rather easily.
Yep.
And Welkin's a little nobody. No one plays his series barely, you know? While Ryu actually had to face people, one from an iconic series, and two, Yuri, a fan favorite from Tales, which might not get the best credit, but it's more than, you know, Valkyria Chronicles, certainly. And so I just think, I understand why people are abandoning Ryu. I get it, you know? Like, he got less percentage. That must mean he's weaker. That's the logic we're employing here. But I would take Machudi to destroy Welkin, and I would take Yuri over Jigglypuff. Maybe not one-on-one, but like a three-way when there was like a neutral character there. That's like, if you swap, you know, Machudi for Jigglypuff there, I'd still take Yuri second. So I'm not really losing too much faith in Ryu. I mean, I know it's a bit of a stretch, a bit of an underdog, but I think Ryu has more chops than people give him credit for, so I'm still taking him.
All right, and is Draven going to make a serious run at either of them, do you think? Or is it going to be like an attempted rally, but these guys are just too iconic?
It's going to get close.
Okay.
I think that we're going to have some elevated match votals like we did this time.
Yep.
I just don't think, you know, unlike with like someone stuffing, for example, rallied voters don't always vote the day you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, even if we have elevated numbers, I think Draven might start the match with like 5% compared to the 20 he did this round, you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna have to work his way up even more, because like he's not getting 20% of the board vote this time around versus Ryu and X. Like, he's gonna start in an even bigger hole, and then there's gonna be more and more people, you know, no one outside of, you know, niche circles knows Chie, and Jad's a forgotten icon. You know, that's not who he's dealing with this time. So I think there's gonna be elevated votes, and it's gonna be close. But I think he's going to fall a few thousand shy, and Mega Man and Ryu are going to have the fun battle for first.
The thing I guess I would point out is that this Draven rally strikes me as a little different from 2007. Because in 2007, those L Block matches, it was the whole internet getting linked. And everyone has nostalgia. Everyone had Tetris in their childhood. Plus, it was a good joke vote, and a lot of people thought that was funny going up against serious characters like Snake and Link. So everyone ended up falling on the side of L Block there when it was really going strong. And Draven is a little bit different. I just feel like the League of Legends players are more hardcore gamers that have probably played Street Fighter and Mega Man in the day. They probably had an NES and an SNES and went to arcades. So I just don't think it's going to be 90% of them getting rallied going for him. So my advice is to stick with Mega Man X and Ryu, keeping it closer than these numbers would make you believe. Zen, do you agree?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, when EVO was going on, League of Legends is always number one most streamed on Twitch. But when EVO was going on, Street Fighter was the most streamed, and all the League of Legends people went over to watch Street Fighter. So I'm pretty sure that there's some definite crossover there, and when they see, you know, Ryu, Megumon, and Draven, they're going to be like, man, screw Draven. They got two icons over here, so I don't think he's going to hold.
Yeah, the Street Fighter final did really good. Over 120,000 were watching that live on Twitch. So, Yo, do you agree with us? Should they be sticking with X in this one?
I think the odds-on favorite is probably still X, but, you know, Draven, based on, you know, what happened last week, is such a wild card. Like you said, the rally only took place over the course of maybe about half the match, and it wasn't even really – it didn't even seem to me like it was a very consolidated or mobilized rally. It seemed kind of raggedy. But raggedy was all he needed to mount this huge comeback and to get the most votes easily in the contest. Like, Draven has more votes, or his match got more votes in a night match than anybody else has even gotten in a day match so far. Draven's match is the most popular, easily. And, you know, that's really impressive. So if he gets a mobilized 12-hour effort, he can do it. But, you know, as to whether or not the odds of that happening are 50% or less, I'm thinking probably less than a 50-50 shot that'll have that level of rallying, so I'll probably be safe and take Mega Man X.
Yep, don't get me wrong, I don't count Draven out at all, but I'm personally sticking with X, and that's what I'd recommend for our viewers. So,
definitely.
There were some other pretty decent matches, but nothing, of course, nearly as exciting, so let's kind of go through these matches using a fun thing that we're going to bring back from last year, and that is called Stars and Turds. So star would be a character whose performance impressed you, and turd is someone who disappointed you over the last week. Chris, start us out. Let's stay on a positive note here. Who was your star of the last week?
Well, it's been about 11 years, I think, since I can actually say this about this character. But Sonic the Mother Bleep Hedgehog destroyed people. Like, we've kind of been tossing him around with him and Chrono, like, for years. Just thinking, is this the year Neo Noble Nino should have beat him? Is this the year? Thanks for your account, by the way, Heroic Mario, as an aside. But anyway, this is my victory practice, isn't it? But, you know, people have been thinking he's going to fall for so long. And he's looked legitimately teetering on that Noble Nine edge. And then he just comes out in that, you know, that neo-classic picture that he has from Generations now, and just beat the living hell out of two people who've actually been in the contest before, who've actually gathered enough nominations to make an appearance. You know, they're not complete fodder. And he made them look like complete and utter jokes. I mean, Xenogears actually beat Pokemon back in the day. I know that's before Pokemon went all crazy on us. But that's legitimate. And poor Dan. I mean, I know he's kind of a joke character, but even so, like very few people expected Sonic to get in this register. I think he was, like, on average, expected to get, like, 62%. And he, like, more than put, like, 4 points on that. And there's a few other people he did a great job, you know, that I see. But I just think that it's a return to form for one of the icons, and that along with maybe someone we're going to call a turd later on not doing so well when he, you know, he's expected to beat him in the finals of this division, I think the people who had Sonic's downfall a little early this year are starting to feel the pressure and not like that pit so much anymore.
Yep, definitely a good pick there. Zen, was that yours for Sonic?
No, I changed my pick.
Okay.
Would you like me to share?
Oh, I was asking match picture. Did you provide great Sonic
picture?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought my pick for star. Oh, no, that wasn't me. I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
I'll look it up, and I will give them kudos.
Okay.
You can keep talking.
Yeah, because good job there. But let's talk about your other pick For Star, who are you going with?
Hold on. I'm hitting previous battle.
Okay.
I'm so into this right now. Previous battle. We're gonna see.
It's so Angelo.
It's my thing. My thing. It's
the
Angelo.
King of the pictures.
I'm stealing everything.
Okay, so my my pick for Star of the Week is, of course, our very own Chester, who defied expectations and is now the unit of measurement.
Yeah.
Chester's my boy.
Yeah, I was worried when the match started because, I mean, there was some debate. Should we vote for him or should we all avoid voting for him? And when he started out with like 7.5%, I was like, oh, no, you know, he missed his shot at history. This is a perfect setup against Mewtwo. But no, he pulled it off. It was just like 50 board haters who didn't get the memo and voted for him. And then the rest of the day, he almost did nothing. He actually... Yeah. Made history the first zero vote updates in contest.
It's, oh, that happened?
Yep, he actually...
Oh, I went asleep. I fell asleep.
Yep, it was in the dead of night, of course, but when votals are at their lowest. But even then, Mewtwo was getting like 150 votes to his zero. So that's pretty amazing.
It's pretty great considering Mewtwo's Pokemon number is 150. So
yeah, you guys, if you guys didn't hear, Chester is now a unit of measurement. You should check out that topic. It's great.
Oh, we know about that. That's being discussed later.
So I am actually being pressured to take my X-Stats calculator and convert it to the Chester stats. so that instead of basing things off base link, we would say link has a value of 46 Chesters. And Tanner is worth 2 Chesters, etc. It would make the stats topic so much more fun to read. I got to give it that. Mm-hmm. It's quite an idea. But,
yeah, and I think Chester has this locked up because people are saying spring is going to be. I have no idea what they're talking about. Here, man, like how many people have played the game? Like 5, right? That's it.
It's around there, yeah. Uh-huh.
I hope Aga got better sales than that.
I checked the spike on Chester's page, the game page, and like he got a whole bunch of page views because of his contest. Oh, so that's
good. Accomplished.
Good. We did our job. Right. Yeah.
All right. Yo, where are you going for Star?
Chester is such a good pick.
It is.
I don't want to, you know, actually looking down the list of the people who have, you know, gone up in the past week, there are a lot of really good people who have outperformed our expectations and are worthy of stars. Chester is a great pick. Mewtwo in the same match. Whoever thought we'd have like 2 stars in the exact same match for the exact opposite reason. But hey, it works out. Phoenix Wright's a great pick. Yeah. You know, Dracula's a great pick. Of course, Mega Man X is a tremendous pick. I'm mentioning all these guys because I want to pick them. Garrus Vakarian's a great pick. But I'm going to pick somebody who has occupied a special place in my heart for almost the past 10 years. The mistress of CQC herself, the boss. Now, she didn't outperform the Oracle expectations quite as much as some of these other guys, but this was a match where, you know, some people thought that the boss might actually lose to Crom. You know, he's a JRPG character, he's Nintendo, he's going to have an awesome sword carrying match picture. This was some people, you know, this was a match where even some people were afraid of Heavy, that Heavy might, you know, challenge and put up a respectable percentage and make the boss look kind of weak. I am, you know, so happy that that did not happen. I was kind of scared going into it. I gave her 40%, and obviously she surpassed my expectations. And she's a character who really, apart from Metal Gear Solid 3, has not had much exposure at all. She had, I think, one handheld game on the PSP, and that was it. But with some characters, you know, when you play their game, they leave such an impression on you that they really become timeless. I think it was Super Angelo who said it in the topic. Like, Boss is probably the type of character who doesn't need many new games to maintain her strength, and I think that's so true. Like, everybody who's played Metal Gear Solid 3, everybody who has, you know, any knowledge of this character absolutely loves her, and, you know, I'm so happy that she almost looks stronger than she was, you know, a few years ago. She looks really, really good. And you know, I know that most people are now, you know, wanting to measure contest strength in units of Chester, but I think it was me and somebody else. We proposed the idea of having, like, the new fodder line, like either the boss fodder line. But after this, you know, performance, I want to call it, like, the boss lower mid-carder line. because that's what she's looking like, man. It's making me pretty happy.
We should actually have that. That sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, and it'd be a good place to start because, as mentioned, she's probably going to maintain that strength in coming years. Shouldn't fluctuate that much. All right, so definitely I got to give props to Mewtwo. And what a turnaround from Pokemon being about 10 years ago. It was literally the most anti-voted series or entrant we'd ever seen. We mentioned getting killed by Fox, losing to Xenogears, and now to turn it around and beat Link by 10%. Granted, the circumstances are a little different, but still, absolutely no anti-voting going on to reach that kind of percentage. Just crazy. Nearly 82% is where Mewtwo ended up, and only expected to do 75, and I thought that was a little high. I picked, I think, 73, so that's pretty crazy. However, I got to give my star to the man who is changing the world for the better. That's Dracula.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because check this
what
out.
What is a man?
Check this out. Expected to do about 50%. That seemed reasonable.
Right, Adam.
And instead looked really good, nearly 59%. And this absolutely, in my opinion, paves the way for the 2014 all-fictional character battle.
Yes.
Where, Bacon's going to need a lot more convincing.
Where not only will we have characters, traditional characters that started in video games, but any character who's been in a video game, if it's a fictional character, throw them in the contest. See what happens. Shake things up. We won't need a three-way kind of gimmick because this will be more than gimmick enough. What could James Bond do?
We'll finally get an answer to Batman versus Link, which people debate a lot. And, of course, people think Link always wins, but, you know. Batman.
Yeah, but it'd be fun to at least have it be debatable for a reason other than why it's somewhat debatable this year, which is just Mario acting as an anchor. I mean, yeah, he could lose, but is that any fun to see that Mario's the one that costs him the win? Not really. When Batman beats him straight up, now we're talking.
I don't know if Link can ever be beaten.
I don't think so, but still. But still.
We all agree with that.
All right, so time to get negative from last week. Chris, who is your turn?
Well, I am tempted to throw Garrus under the bus a little bit. I said, calm down.
He's my waifu.
It's a lead-in. Calm down. It's going to be okay. I said tempted because I was sick of all the Garrus pits when I knew Sub-Zero was going to win, but I never thought he was going to be that highly rated anyway, so...
Remember that time a couple of contests ago during Game of the Decade when you picked Resident Evil 4 as your turd and FFD and I just started yelling at you? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I remember being right.
Why was that? Why did you think it was a turd?
Well, it ended up going out and not looking very good.
Just saying.
It got crushed in the end, but...
Yeah, so Mr. And I could go with Barrett, but I'd be accused of being racist. So, on that note... I am going to go with the person who this board hyped so much to be the Sonic killer, and while I personally never believed that of my great Sonic, my blue hedgehog friend, Vincent had the prime opportunity to absolutely SFF screw that sexy-looking robot. And she was just like, nope. This really is. But she was like, nope, not going to have anything of it. She has not been in a relevant game in like 8 years.
Yeah, Project X.
I said relevant, damn it. In 8 years. Yeah, I know, right? And he should not even come close to doubling her. I expected big things from Vincent this match, if not for his actual strength, if just so he could, you know, showcase, hey, I'm from Final Fantasy VII, you're from RPGs, go away, you don't matter.
Yep.
And that clearly is not what happened here. I mean, these are percentages that are shameful, even if you don't take into account the RPG characters. Like, that's just a bad performance all around. Like, there were, like, to me, there were legitimate questions if he can get past Mewtwo next round. Like, the lack of any voting by Pokemon has always made the four-ways the strongest setting. And now it seems like, with a little bit of spoiler stuff for us not doing so hot, it seems like there's a concerted not maybe dislike, but outcry against Final Fantasy VII, because as we've been told dozens of times, it always wins on the site. People are getting sick of it, and it seems like they're underperforming. Maybe not enough that they, you know, there's anything big gonna happen, but Mewtwo looks bulletproof at this point. You know, Vince just had to bring his A-game to beat him. And you can forget about Sonic now. I mean, you can make a case that Sonic could have gained less percentage than Vincent this round, like before, you know, pre-hype, you know, expectations, and been okay to win his match. But the fact that Vincent underperformed on Sonic that much, there was just no chance. Like, anyone who still is behind that pit is deluding themselves. He's bait. And he might be out next round, for all we know.
Yeah, there was a time, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 6 years ago, when you put Final Fantasy in a match, anything else, RPG, anything else, Sony for that matter, just got destroyed. You see 75-80%. So just percentage-wise, I agree with Chris. It's a little disappointing. Factoring in what Final Fantasy VII should do in this scenario is very disappointing. I'm one of those guys who has Vincent for the upset. I thought Sonic's been looking more and more Nintendo. You know, Bowser's going to be there. So it seemed like a good value at the time. I have lost all faith in that after this result. We'll see if the next round does anything to change my mind. But all right, Zen, where are you going for turd?
Turd. I was going to think my boy Frank West, because man, what the hell was that? It was terrible. But Nightmare.
Oh.
Absolutely. Like, people were talking this guy up, like, he might get second. What if he's just gonna overthrow? It's just like, hey, didn't you forget GameFAQs hates fighting games? And just, Soul Calibur hasn't been good. And it's, every time I bring this up, me like, what are you talking about? People love Soul Calibur 5. No, nobody bought it because Soul Calibur 4 was crap. It had Yoda in it. What was that? And just Nightmare in general. And people blame the picture that I made. And it's like, man, you gotta realize, people were like, man, he just looks like a suit of armor. It's like, well, hey, Nightmare is literally a living suit of armor. And he has a big, stupid monster hand and a big, stupid, evil sword. And they're both really big, and he likes to hold them far away from himself. And the pick requirement is body pick. It's like, okay, I can zoom it all the way out, and we can have a little microscopic Nightmare, and you can see his arm, and ooh, that's really cool. But when you think about it, is the lamest thing in the world. Because basically, when you see him, you're like, whoa, look at that arm. Look at that sword. That sword has an eyeball on it. That is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then you see him without that, because, you know, the match pick, I had to cut out his arm because it's literally as big as him. And you see he's just a suit of armor, and you're like, man, why does Nightmare look so lame? It must be it looks like a... because he has a sword with an eye on it. What the hell is going on? It's just like, what do you people want from me? What do you want? And I bring this up sometimes, like, well, can you post a better Nightmare picture with his arm pick, and they'll just, and people just don't understand, and they'll post like a picture of like a really low res peg, like 300 of like his face, and they're like, why is that a match picture? It's like, it's because it's his face. What do you want? People just don't understand how hard it is to be a pixman. Mm-hmm. Damn it, the hardest in the world.
There, it's gonna be all right. Oh, not for Nightmare.
Nightmare is my turd. What a turd.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Yeah, that is a fine pick. And while we're on the subject, we didn't give Phoenix enough credit because, I mean, we talked about this one up and down, and the whole board was buzzing. Can he hold off Marth? Being the only Nintendo option in the poll is such a good thing. And doesn't Marth stand out in the picture? Blah, blah, blah. But no, Phoenix had no problem. Only expected to do in the mid-30s, and he got into the mid-40s. So... great showing there. But yeah, definitely Nightmare should have been closer to Marth. Really doesn't have an excuse. The explanation I've heard is Nightmare only does well because people pick him in their brackets. And here, with Board 8 being so much a favorite of Phoenix, and then Marth having the Nintendo connection, no one was picking him, so he just did terribly. And that kind of makes sense to me. All right, yeah. We're
just kind of over Soul Calibur in general.
Yep, that could also be very true. Yo, where are you going?
Now, first of all, before I give you guys my pick, I'd like to say that crazy-ass demented rant is one of the reasons why Zen of Thunder is one of the Board 8's most valuable contest people. Because this man slaves for you. This man slaves.
I you know all those too. Boobs? All those boobs are me. I make those
this
boobs.
This is the boob man.
Here, here.
Here's,
Julian pick and made you change your bracket and fucked you over. Oh, sorry, sorry. I screwed you. I screwed you so hard with those titties. Okay,
didn't
continue.
Screw me. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I screwed a good amount of people.
Yeah, it's like I make pictures too, but when I make match pictures, I'm having a good time. I'm happy because I'm making the ones I want. Zen not only makes the ones that he wants, he makes everything else that nobody else wants to make for the greater good.
Elizabeth, no pictures because she's all in artsy poses and stupid zoomed in crap. And I had to go through 80 pages of Google to find usable for you. For you, the listener.
That's why Thrall's going to win that match. But anyway, the turd. My turd, Chris did a great job pointing out the inherent weakness in Final Fantasy VII at the start of this contest, but I'm just going to, just going to bring it on home and do the same thing. I think Barrett looked pretty bad, and to only get 61% against Professor Layton, no matter what you say about Final Fantasy VII, that it gets anti-voted, that, it's lost some strength over the past 3 years, that's still a bad performance, even if you consider all those things. That's really, really bad. And when you and Barrett's performance, and in fact all of Final Fantasy VII's performance, is very telling because it's so important for the next few rounds of matches. I mean, as Chris was saying, I think Vincent is in serious jeopardy against Mewtwo now. I think it's a definite threat. And, but I think nobody's more indicative of that than the guy who could only get 50% against such fodder. I think, and against anybody else, Layton and Remu would have gotten absolutely smashed. I mean, hell.
Remu.
Yeah, you put Phoenix Wright in Barrett's place, I wouldn't be surprised if Phoenix Wright goes over 50%. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Phoenix pulls that out. But this is
share a fan base with Layton now that they crossed over.
And this is a Final Fantasy VII character. And you know what? I'd just like to point out one more thing here. We've had, I think, Sephiroth. Do we have any idea what Sephiroth was expected to get in the Oracle? He's up now, and he's got
expected to be around 60.
Around 60. Yeah. Okay, even if he goes crazy at night, he's probably not going to get that. He's only at 52 right now, and we're almost an hour into the match. Yeah, he went down since I last refreshed. He's not going to get 60. We've had Sephiroth, Vincent, Barrett, and Ares, and all have underperformed Oracle expectations. All four. 4-for-4, Final Fantasy VII has underperformed the Oracle expectations, and this is after, they did kind of poorly in 2010. After they did kind of poorly in Rivalry Rumble, where they lost 60-40 by Link's team, a percentage that Cloud had never gotten against Link before. And this is after, a lot of people have considered, well, maybe they've decreased in the 3 years since the last character battle. After all that, we still lowered our expectations, and they still have underperformed. So, yeah, it's really not looking that great out the gate.
Yeah, at this point, I don't think there's any way it's a coincidence. It definitely seems to be a trend that if you backed FF7 in your bracket, you can't be feeling too good about it at this point.
Can I just say, by the way, that I thought it was an excellent choice for YoBlazer to just admit he can't do this very well and disagree with me on this subject? I thought that was a really wise decision on his part, and I applaud him for that.
Yeah, I recognized it. It was just staring me in the face.
All right, so with that, we have covered everything from the last week, except that Garrus hung in there pretty well against Sub-Zero, only losing by 9%, and Bowser... Well, okay.
I'm sorry, so many people were telling me that he was going to win.
Yeah.
I just never saw it. So a lot of people on... Not like you guys, but people in the...
On BioWare forums?
No.
Where were you when they were saying this?
He lost 15 Jurus because they thought that he had a real shot.
Yep.
Oh,
no. And I just... Or Juru Perfect, man. I mean. And I was just I never understood. It's Sub-Zero. Well, people thought it was going to be super close. So, I'm sorry. I just have to boo that. I love him, don't get me wrong. But
when we're talking about that match, we talk about, seriously, Frank West sucks. I don't understand why either. This guy isn't games people like. I thought
you try being in a match with Garrus and Sub-Zero and see
how exactly. Then that's what I came to the conclusion of, is Frank's, people love Frank, but people really love Sub-Zero and Garrus. And Frank, Frank should look this week, and someone just posted in the stats topic, vote totals, and Frank West has had the lowest amount, the fourth to lowest of votes. It's man, I thought people more than Rainbow or Kame or whatever. Seriously.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some debate on that match. Only 85% of the Gurus did end up winning that when they went with Sub-Zero. So he talked about everything except Bowser. He did about as expected. I thought it was good, though, that he pushed Meta Knight down that far. From what I recall from the four ways, Meta Knight seemed to hold up better against Nintendo opponents than what we saw in this match. Now, some of that could be Brawl hype dying down, but even so, I do think Bowser is looking pretty good. So that brings us up to date. The match that we have mentioned, Sephiroth's one, just started. An update on the bigger picture in terms of what's going on now. As you remember from last episode, we had 2,500 perfect brackets. That has really fallen down. There are only 218 remaining, one of which is Sir Chris, yes. And that is out of 15K total. And over in the expert picks, I had Luster run the numbers for us, and it turns out there are nearly 7,000 people competing in the expert bracket.
Wow.
Yep, pretty good.
Way more than I was expecting.
Uh-huh. Well, it helps that you can just do one or you can hop in later rather than brackets, which you got to do ahead of time. But even so, to have people pick all three finishers is pretty nice. The thing I wanted to point out there, we were down to only a few perfects left last time. There is one perfect still remaining, Back in Black. Props to him. The only guy out of 7,000 that's still hanging on, hasn't messed up a single positioning yet. But Chris, I think he's got a bit of a disaster coming, doesn't he?
Well, according to us, he has a bit of a disaster, but since he's the literally only person to have a perfect, I wouldn't exactly judge him quite yet. But I did have an exclusive The Show interview with him,
ooh,
because I knew I was going to be on. So I thought, okay, this is one question, but it sounded better the other way. And I asked him if he would reveal his upcoming matches, and apparently since I'm awesome, he said yes. And most of them were, you know, by the numbers, what everyone else has on the board, they were tricky. Except that he had, at that moment, Edgeworth over Morgan.
What?
Now, he said he was thinking about changing it, so he might. But if that holds, either he is going to prove that he is smarter than us again, or we're going to have no perfects. So that's definitely a very interesting one.
Is he aware that Morgan has boobs? I don't think...
Are you aware that he hasn't missed a match yet? I'm just saying, like, aren't we a bit arrogant? Like, is he aware? Like, he literally has not missed a match. You've missed a match.
Remember that time
when Julia had boobs too?
Oh, good she times. Did have boobs. Those were great.
She did, and she finished third. Oh.
If this guy sticks with Edgeworth and Edgeworth pulls it out, Engie, yeah. We gotta get him.
Yeah,
on.
We gotta try at least. Yeah. We gotta see what we can do. But yeah,
he's just a guy.
He's like, I think he's an icon. He had like 5 active messages, so he just, you know, he's not really a lurker, active guy or anything. Yeah.
We're getting beaten by just guy.
I'm just saying. I just find that funny though. How like we are all doing worse than him, and now expert, attack him. It's like he's doing
I love it when moderators do this as well.
We're doing a radio show about this contest, and this
guy's killing us.
We just kind of
I go, oh man, he doesn't have Morgan, what an idiot. I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, until he's wrong, and, you know, then we can comment after. I think this show's gotten into a little bit of trouble recently with calling things before they happen completely.
Well, maybe a tiny bit.
Right now.
I did suggest this, to be fair, to Yo, and I got laughed out of the room. A couple weeks ago, and saying that maybe Edgeworth could do it. Of course, that was before Phoenix looked really good. One problem there is that this is a day match. I think we all agreed that Phoenix does better as kind of his niche appeal does better in a night match with the lower votals. So.
Oh, I still have more. Yeah. I'm just not prepared to add outrage that the guy is perfect as well. I disagree with him, but. Not going to act like I know more than he does when he's still kicking asses.
So that's cool, but the crazy thing to me is that Sailor Bacon, and again, 7,000 people competing at this, Sailor Bacon, who has never exactly wowed us with his picking in the past, is literally in 5th place out of 7,000 people competing.
He really doesn't want to dress up like Waluigi.
Yes.
Biff's place. Are you accusing him of something?
It's on the leaderboard.
I thought he was in like maybe top 5%. He's fifth?
Fifth overall on the entire site.
What the hell, man?
He's missed maybe one match and then partial on another match, something like that. As I was saying in the topic, if anyone doubts that he is the number one fan of this show, that he is soaking up the knowledge that we are giving out this year, doubt no longer, because look at this domination. He has turned over a new leaf. He's going to defeat Devin and not have to dress up, and he just might win his own contest. How weird would that be?
It's amazing what happens when you put some skin on it, you know? We'll put some bucks in play. It's amazing.
Yep.
Conspiracy theories abound.
I'm not having any conspiracy theories. I'm just amazed that he's doing so well. And in fact, it makes me look even worse, because a couple weeks ago I was like, man, Bacon, if you want to win, why don't you just come to me? I can give you advice. And he hasn't done that, and he's kicking
he's
my
killing butt. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Zen, you are, at this point, pretty much Bacon's best friend in the world.
I am.
You guys talk on almost a daily basis, it seems.
Not only on a daily basis. He ignores me half the time because I'm like, Bacon, help me. I want to put front page. And I'll be like, please leave me alone. Uh-huh. And, you know, Bacon's a really great guy. I'm friends with him on PSN. And he has platinum trophies in every game, including Hannah Montana the game.
Whoa.
And props to you, Bacon, for being that. I'm not even sure if Shine is as devoted as that. To play Hannah Montana game. Like, mad prop.
How many total platinums are we talking here?
I last time I checked, it was just a metric shit ton, but I don't remember. I can check later, but it's
dozen.
A lot.
How many chests is that?
But Bacon's a really great guy. One time I was talking to him, and he was like, there's a party going on downstairs. My wife and her friends are there. I'm like, oh, you're going to go down there? He's like, maybe later. Feel lucky. He's like, yeah. And he's running it. Game website and getting all the ladies.
Yeah. The man Board 8 aspires to be. Absolutely. Rolling in the dough.
Is that really the case?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to veto that. Not disclosed, I believe, is the answer to that.
But anyways, as I was talking about with Bacon, Zen, you actually performed a bit of an experiment on him that I thought was interesting. Yes, indeed you did. So we got Morgan, who got pretty much the ultimate TJF pick for the match that's going to be starting in 11 hours here. That's a little over the top, but hey, if that's what he wants to go with, that's good. And
go big or go home.
And the boss, he ended up picking the picture where she unzips halfway to her belly button. But what I found interesting was what happened with the Juliet pick. Now, Zen, were you aware of what happened there, or should I tell the story?
Oh, go ahead. You tell the story. You're much more eloquent.
It must have been – I must have gotten confused. It must have been Angelo who put up two different pictures of Juliet and gave SB the choice, and one of them was the full body shot, which is what he asked for. Specifically in the rules, and the others was more of a close-up on those breasts. And SB...
Oh, that was,
that was you that did it?
Yeah, I did that.
Yep, that's trying to jog your memory there. But yeah, so you can tell that is what he's going for this year. He clearly wants
really
to bring
weird.
The modals.
Like, I specifically made the first one have big old boobs, and then I realized, oh, man, and Alan's... Let me shrink it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I shrinked it, and it was, like, further away. And I was really surprised that he actually went with the boobs because, you know, it's just, I guess that's where his loyalties lie. And I don't
He's clearly pulling out all the stops to increase the votals.
Yeah, I'm really happy with Alan, how he's handling the picks, because he asked specifically for either knee up, waist up, or chest up. But for some characters that really needed it, like he did like face shots. And really good of him, because I know Kane... 2002, and he couldn't get like a full body shot, so he put him on a TV.
Yep.
CJC. Oh man. So that anymore. Just goes with whatever the hell he feels like.
Yeah, it's good to have an administrator who just wants to put the best picture out there and give the guys a chance rather than being such a stickler for his own roles. So that's cool. All right, so last segment, let's just give a little bit of advice in the expert challenge, as we were just talking about, and everyone else has talked about this match. We got Ryan Dime and Spyro and Clem from The Walking Dead.
Not this again.
Everyone else has given their thoughts, but Zen, we need your expert opinion. Which way should our listeners go?
I literally have been thinking about this, like, day and night. Like, I know that sounds pathetic, but just, man, I, like, get in the shower and my mind wanders to Rhyme Time. I really don't know. I talked to AP about Kamikaze Potato. He's the big Xenoblade guy. He's the only one to have submit a picture of Shulk so far, and we're letting him do it because it means so much to him. And it's just, man, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm thinking Clementine might not do that great. Racist facts, of course.
Wait, what?
She's white.
She's black. Right. She's black.
No, she's not.
Did you play the game? She has a picture with her parents. Black.
Oh.
Really?
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I played the demo. No, I played the demo, and she's like, I thought she was mixed race or something.
Yeah,
when he's going through her house and he's listening to the tape of her parents, he looks at a picture of them and they're black.
Oh.
So racist facts in full. No.
They're doing the research to vote racistly. I love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Before they vote, they're going to play the demo, look at the picture in her house. It'll control Lee Everett. Look at the picture in her house, realize she's black, and then they'll go vote for someone else.
Yeah, I actually love this game.
Whereas the other little girl character, like Rimu, it's like, boom, vote for Rimu, you know? In there.
Wow. I honestly did not know that, so thank you for dropping the info.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see. My brain is
screwed now.
I don't really know. I couldn't give you an honest answer and feel good about it. Like, I'm so torn between giving you, like, five different answers right now. So, just skip me. Anyone out there who's listening, don't listen to anybody. Just listen to your heart. Vote with your heart. Listen to your heart and listen past the thump, and just, like, it'll be there. Clementine, Ryan, or Spyro will be you.
Yeah, I still have no idea. I still think that's, like, the biggest coin flip we've seen in quite a while.
I think
Fire has 41% on Gurus, though.
There are so many variables that you just got to bank. There's too many variables, and if you don't hit it exactly right, you're going to mess up everything. Because think about it. Usually in most of these debatable matches so far, at least we know with some relative confidence where one of the positions is. We at least know who's going to get first, or we at least know who's going to get third, which makes it a 50-50 for the other two. This one, we have no idea. Any of these people can finish first, second, or third.
I don't know. After the first Xenoblade and the parents, I mean...
Oh, yeah, Dunban did really tank.
That's it. Yeah. Dunban did really bad, but if Dunban had done a little bit better, I think a lot of people might be taking Ryan to win. I'm not sure how big the line is. I mean, he was against a guy that was going to kill him pretty badly.
Tripled by Cosmos. I'm sorry. That's... like, take Vincent out. Let's just relate to Cosmos for a second here. He got almost quadrupled by Cosmos.
Yeah, that's bad, but if you think about it another way, Xenoblade as a game is stronger than The Walking Dead. It's a stronger archetype, and like Ryan as a character, you know, sword or whatever, weapon wielding, clearly like, you know, muscly, like beautiful looking white protagonist RPG character is a stronger British, whatever, good looking, like manly square jawline is a, like a stronger archetypal character on GameFAQs than like little black girl.
For the record, just real quick here, though, in the official best of 2002, did you know that Xenoblade only beat out The Walking Dead to make it into the finals by 300 votes?
Yeah, it was close.
They're insanely close, and anyone who has played the game has told me they love Clementine. There was not a single person who was like, I hate Clementine.
Yeah.
Right, I just started playing. Like, I just started. And
we have to keep in mind Xenoblade on the Wii. And The Walking Dead, literally on like iOS and PS3, Xbox, PC. It's everywhere, and the Steam sale just happened, and even more people bought it. It continues to grow. The 400... Days, which was like the expansion pack thing, just came out, so it's still like people are Walking Dead. Man,
there's so many things. Is that SSF Steam Cell Factor?
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is. And I mean, if all those things that we just talked about aren't enough. They're not crazy enough. They're not thought-provoking enough. Remember that Spyro is the only one of these three who, like, more than 10% of the voters are going to recognize at a glance.
Yeah.
Amazing!
Yeah. But Skyland.
Absolutely amazing!
Oh, I totally disagree with that.
Well, people, I don't mean 10%. I'm exaggerating, but there's no way half of the voters at a glance are going to recognize who the other two are.
Well,
TV, video,
for
or whatever.
Best,
Clementine won, like, best character or something.
Who watches only, that? On
I'm just saying, like, casual on. People, only, like, dude bros. Or
hold
actually,
on.
Dude bros
in the
decide.
Best adventure puzzle game, The Walking Dead got 45%. Because so people, clearly 45% of people, it tripled Layton, which is good enough.
Here's the thing. Yeah, no, I understand that, but it's one thing to have heard about the game through word of mouth and to know that the game is good, because, I mean, what did the best adventure game or whatever best puzzle game get, like, in terms of votals? Maybe 20,000 votes? Of those 20,000 votes, how many of those voters actually played any of those games? I wouldn't be surprised if half of them didn't play a single one of
them.
And they just voted for the one they heard via good word of mouth. That happens a lot. I think that's a factor that gets, you know, underestimated and kind of swept under the rug pretty often. There's a big difference between that end of the year voting for a game because of good word of mouth and then recognizing a character from that game and voting for that character. That, I think that there's a pretty big difference there. And well, she just doesn't have the intangibles for me. I mean, I'm thinking even people – I'm betting you a lot of people, a good number of people who voted for The Walking Dead in that poll won't even know who Clementine is in tomorrow's poll.
I'm willing to bet you more people on this site have played The Walking Dead than a Spyro game.
That might be true.
That's
probably true.
Spyro has been so irrelevant for so long.
Oh, yeah, so Spyro, nobody played
like
Spyro at all, yeah.
Nobody's
played Spyro.
Yeah, and Skylanders did not help. If anything, it hurt him because people hate his redesign. And someone submitted a match picture of Skylanders Spyro, and Alan might be all like, ooh, I could cause some controversy and just pick that one. Because, like, man, if he gets a Skylanders pick, it's over because people hate Skylanders. Like, I'm sure there's a few people listening who love it, but, like, majority
they're communists.
Hate it. Yeah, they are.
See, this is why, by the way, this is why I love the show and why I love contest season, because we are literally having a heated debate over a fucking one-point match. Like this match and literally does not really matter, except that it does, just for that one 12-hour
so
period.
One of the,
it
yeah,
is,
biggest
what I
want to
say,
fodder
one
matches
12
in
hours,
years,
it matters.
Yeah. What I want to tell people, though, is, you know, to our wonderful listeners, I love each and every one of you. You know, there are going to be people, absolutely, who probably complain about this match, this little one-point match, complain to us and take, like, a little pot shot. I offer you, you know, not a way out, but I offer you a little bit of a challenge to kind of man up. I'm telling you to bank. I'm telling you that's the safest way. There are simply too many variables. It's mathematically, no match has been as hard as this one is to call right. So here's what you can do. You can bank, and then, because I'm guessing NG is going to have this topic up before that match starts, in the topic, you can post what you think is going to happen, first, second, and third. And then if that does happen and you banked, then you can come back and yell at me. But if it doesn't happen, then you can thank me. Thank us, I guess.
Yeah, that.
Don't thank me if you banked your assistant. And I'm the guy who's beaten your blizzard twice. So, I mean, I'm just saying. At least take Rain, or however the hell you pronounce his name. I wouldn't praise Xenoblade. Take
Ryan.
Him third, please. Ryan, I think, please, take Ryan third, okay? Please.
Okay.
The guy people thought was the badass of the team got tripled, more than tripled by Cosmos, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Just please put him third. If you want to be assisting for the other two, I can respect that. But at least take him third, because I am giving you the Sir Chris guarantee, which probably does not have good accuracy, but no one keeps track of mine because I'm not your blazer. The Sir Chris guarantee. He's getting third. It is, dare I say, booked.
Lock it down.
The
only thing I'll say is that since Walking Dead did 45% in that poll, it has had, as we mentioned, a Steam sale. It's also had a Humble Bundle sale. It's also had a sale on Xbox Live. And
yeah. It was also free on PlayStation Plus for a while.
It was, free. And it was free, the first episode as like a demo, the first of five was free for a while, that you could do that. So I think a lot of people will have at least tried it out. Whether that means enough to win, I still have no idea. So just one more match, and we have not touched on this one at all, but I think it's a little interesting. Elizabeth expected to win, but then you have Poison,
Trapcom,
and Thrall in this match. For second place in that one, I don't know what to think. Chris.
Poison was just announced for. Oh, you can let Chris go first.
Oh no, you go first. You have a great point to make.
Poison was announced for Ultra Street Fighter 4, and it's like that's cool, I guess. You know, she has boobs. I'm gonna be making that picture probably, and I just but I can't commit to her winning. She's a fighting character, and she's like Dan, except she has boobs, and I just can't back the boobs. I mean, I'm sure I could back boobs, but here I'm not sure. But then Thrall's this big, ugly orphan. He gets his ass kicked every contest. How is he even in this contest? Who nominates this guy?
Yeah.
And then, I don't really know. I'm pretty sure Elizabeth's going to win, of course, you know, I don't think there's any debate. I think it's really tough to call. I'm going to probably give it to Poison, though, just because Thrall, he sucks. He sucks. Real hard.
It's interesting the factors at play here. You got TJF, but then you have the standout factor in Thrall being this ugly troll thing against these two attractive lady-looking things. Chris, which way should people go?
I like how you phrase that as lady-looking things, because that is very much correct. But I am... Well, Elizabeth's gonna win. She just is.
Yep.
She's a good character from a great game. She's just got all the intangibles going for her. Recency, just very likable. She's probably gonna be able to get boobs in her picture. Always helps. We like boobs.
Yeah, I did make a picture with boobs for her already.
Yeah, did you see that? And that cosplayer I showed? Whew, those are some good boobs. But anyway,
I know. Subject. She's like an official cosplayer too.
She's good. Like, have you got her match fishing out? Yeah, that's good.
But anyway, no, we can't do cosplay match.
We can talk about that later, then. We can talk then about that. Okay. But here's the thing. Thrall is actually kind of legitimate. I mean, he did get 19% on Lynch when Lynch was handing out things that were much worse than that. Thrall actually has some support. Office has gotten in. Like, I would say this. Among the World of Warcraft fan base, which is a game I play a lot, by the way, so I kind of know that fan base. I'm not saying it's big on game facts or anything. But among that fan base, Thrall is probably one of the most respected characters. Like, he is a major lore figure in one of the most popular games.
I had no idea. I thought he was just an orc.
Well, he is an orc, but he was, for a very long time, the war chief of the Horde, which is one of the two factions of the game.
Okay, and since so maybe then, he's kind of...
Yeah, he is a major lore character. He's a big deal in that game series. And while he might not have be the pillar of strength, because, you know, Warcraft's not big on the site, as we've seen... I think that he's very respected, and I think, you know, there's people who like to vote for badasses, and, you know, orcs are pretty badass, and just to put it bluntly, I just don't think Poison's going to do anything. I mean, I think over the years, we have had more random fighting characters in these contests than, like, anything. We've had, like, Terry, God, I can't even remember all the freaking ones from 2002, you know, from, like, Dead or Alive and stuff that just, that just got fodderized, you know, left and right.
Yeah, we've had Jin, Kyo, Kusanagi, and...
What do they have all in common? They all fucking lost. Like, I can't think of a single random fighter, a one-off, that won and, you know, didn't return. Except, ironically, Morgan, who made her glorious return. And no one likes her for her fighting skills, let's put it that way. Uh-huh. And so... Poison was a Board 8 rally. People forget that. Like, the only reason she is in is because of Rad Link 5's excellent work. And as my ace detective, I will name drop him. And, you know, it was an excellent rally. I nominated Poison in exchange for the hero myself. And I'm not going to be voting Poison. I don't give a shit about Poison. I'm voting Thrall. He's my boy. And I just think this is a classic example of maybe we sometimes overthink it if anybody thinks Poison's going to win. Because she's just... gonna be weak. Like, you're gonna look at this poll, you're gonna look between Poison and you're gonna look between Elizabeth, and Elizabeth has that dark hair, you know, we saw in Juliet's match, you know, people love the dark hair, the mysterious eyes, you know, that's the archetype. She looks all Japanese, and I can let Yo Blazer do his Japanese voice in a little bit, because I'm not gonna try that. And so I just think that we're overcomplicating things a little bit here. People who like the original vote Elizabeth. People who like, you know, characters they've... I mean, Thrall's been a major character, by the way, in Warcraft for over a decade now. He's one of the pillars of PC gaming, which does not matter much, but I'll be damned if it doesn't matter more than Poison. So
You have me convinced. I'm switching to Thrall.
Damn right.
She's just,
There's just some TJF, SFF there. Yeah. I think.
Right. So that's my take on it. I mean, I think Thrall is just too respected. He's not going to be strong, but he's not going to go out like a punk.
And Poison is kind of a joke, admittedly.
Exactly.
Yo, do you feel strongly either way on this one?
I do, because there's one thing I've got to tell people. People of Board 8, in case we haven't already made it clear, Poison has a penis. So before you grab the tissues,
tried so hard
before you grab the tissues and the hand lotion and do something you're gonna regret, just be safe and fap to Thrall. I mean Elizabeth. Alright. Who's winning this match? I'm going with, you know, the big man, the hammer wielder, the orc leader Thrall. Because, you know, as the other guys have touched upon, Poison's probably my favorite. I'm probably going to vote for her. Well, she's not probably my favorite. She is my favorite. Probably going to vote for her if my bracket doesn't need it. But she is a really weak fighting game character. Chris brought up Dan. She might be weaker than Dan because, like, she's not even in as many Street Fighter games as Dan is in. Poison really has very little fighting game, Street Fighter, like, big game exposure. And so she's basically like Dan, who's splitting her only advantage being the boobs and, you know, the character design with another attractively drawn female character. So for all we know, she'll be even weaker than Dan. And I don't take somebody who's as strong as Dan or possibly weaker to beat Thrall. And as for Elizabeth, she can do it. I would never have considered her, you know, before BioShock Infinite had the kind of release that it did, because it's just too new of a game. She's not the main character. She's splitting the vote with another attractive-looking female. But, so all those intangibles kind of favor Thrall. He's the one who stands out. He looks way different. People would recognize him. He's been in contests before. He beat Ratchet in a four-way. I'm not sure if either of these two characters could ever beat Ratchet. So there's something in his favor if you want to, you know, put some credence in the old four-way matches. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The only reason Elizabeth scares me is that her game had such an enormous ad campaign. There were commercials and commercials. I barely watched TV, and I saw a lot of ads for BioShock Infinite. And so Elizabeth, for a while, she was like all over the place on TV and on video game websites, and they weren't really pushing Booker DeWitt as like the hero. They were kind of pushing the Booker Elizabeth kind of like tandem, and I think they might have even been pushing Elizabeth more. So whether or not that's enough to beat an established guy like Thrall, it might be, but I'm still going to stick with Thrall in this one.
Yeah.
In a 1v1, I might go Poison if she had the full TJF going. And of course, we know that World of Warcraft, probably the new most anti-voted, well, maybe not anymore, maybe that's like Call of Duty that everyone is so upset
Call
at. But it was for a long time super anti-voted. But the intangibles are going in Thrall's favor against two females. It's in a multi-way format where anti-voting isn't really a thing. So my advice, Elizabeth, Thrall, and Poison for third in this one. Go with that in your expert bracket. Sounds like we all agree, and hopefully we don't lead you wrong. Well,
what a shame, though.
I thought you guys were going for Thrall, no?
Yep, we are.
Thrall for second.
But you were saying that Thrall might win it.
First? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not a sure thing. I think it's very close, but I don't, you know, if Elizabeth's game didn't launch with such an enormous ad campaign, I wouldn't even be sweating it for Thrall. It did. Yeah.
How people think Elizabeth is like their waifu now. Like, people were obsessed with her after that game came out. There's a whenever I go to conventions that 2K, they have the who stands at the door and greets everyone and gives out Elizabeth. Yeah. Is huge.
I need to go to this. She's awesome. Have you seen the cosplayers for her? They're freaking.
Oh my god! Yes, they.
Oh my god!
2K Games hires cosplayers to just be Elizabeth and just be around, so people.
I want to buy copies of this game now.
Yeah, like
no money.
Like, yeah, support she has like action efforts. Figures. She's new. She's fresh. People are in love with her for some reason.
She has big boobs.
Deluded.
The boobs, yeah. Everyone. She is. Don't let the boobs.
Reduced from the beta boobs were huge. Down.
Really?
At her boobs. Yes, that's actually a thing.
Wow. But yeah. Basically, listeners, all you have to know is that I'm picking Elizabeth. Yo Blazer is picking Thrall.
Wow.
Do what you have to do.
I don't know, man. I just like orcs who like swing big hammers.
Yeah.
You want to bet on it?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, no, I've had enough, man.
No.
Okay.
That's it. I am, man, you are the man this week. I told you. I'm just going to sit here and take it.
Okay.
Damn right.
Yeah. This is one that I'm not very confident about anyway. I was much more confident in the Jack pick.
Yep.
Oops.
All right, so that covers all the action for this week. Be sure to join us again next week. We will have plenty to talk about once again. So just about ready to sign out. I'd just like to thank my co-host for tonight, Sir Chris, second time in a row. Great job as always.
I mean, thank you for the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
And Zen, the Picksmith King, it was an honor to be in your presence for this hour.
It was great. The chain's off now? Seriously. it's kind of chafing.
15 minutes.
But I'll also, go vote in Ed Bellis's video game music thing. And it's really good. It used to be a co-host. He's great. And if you want to be a picksmith, come to the topic and ask for help. Photoshop CS2 is now free on Adobe's site. I started with Photoshop like 7.0, so it's great. So if you want to learn how to Photoshop and be a picksmith, come to the topic. We're very welcoming. We'll help you out. I love you. Hi, Mom. Okay, thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
Wow. Our user base is growing so fast. Yeah, definitely give the picksmith a look. It's a great community within our community on Board 8. Very friendly guys, very cool stuff. And yo, sorry you got demoted for this week, but hey, things couldn't possibly go any worse next week, so you got that to look forward to.
Hey.
Yep. That's enough. Okay. All right, so join us again next week. Until then, this Endgamer and the show, signing out. Waiting for